hear Mark's version of the mustard seed and Jesus' attempt to talk about his mission, which is to plant the seed in our hearts in hopes of growing the kingdom of God. This week, we have been walking through those early chapters of Mark. And again, as I said, it was thought that Mark was the first of the written gospels. Mark's gospel is written with that sense of urgency that's hard to get when we break it up into little pieces like this. But it's almost, if you read Mark's gospel as you go, it's almost like a volcano that's ready to erupt. Mark feels that we need to know this man, Jesus. Mark's original gospel actually ended in Mary Magdalene finding an empty tomb. They were told by a man sitting on the burial stone inside the tomb that Jesus is not there, that he has been raised. Then it's left for our imagination to imagine what that means. Original readers of Mark's gospel were left with that abbreviated experience of the empty tomb to move readers to either believe or not believe. That's the pinnacle of Mark's gospel, a rush to that climax of the empty tomb. But early readers were so uncomfortable with that stark ending that they added a few more experiences of Jesus in his resurrected state to sort of seal the deal. Mark's witness is a call to respond to the reality of God made man and to see, is the kingdom something that we need to search out? Is it something that we need to have proven to us? In today's gospel, Jesus says no. From the parables today, we see that most of the work of the kingdom is done by God. Once the seed is planted, we watch it grow. We do not know how our faith grows, but when it reaches maturity, many are fed. Jesus is trying to tell us a few things, things that images are more elucidating than words. And I gathered three things from Jesus' parables today. The first is that the seed, our faith, may grow. We do not know how, but we do know that it takes fertile soil. The seed will not grow on rock. Meaning living in the kingdom of God is something that we were made for. Like attracts like, and we are made in the image of God. And as such, we are attracted to the kingdom as our natural place and home. Our attraction to Jesus is more a reconnecting to the vine. It's not foreign or alien or something completely unusual. We must actually fight against accepting the kingdom of God. Secondly, we don't earn God's love. We don't win the kingdom. We are given the kingdom. We receive the kingdom. We may understand this in our heads, but every time you don't think that you've prayed enough, every time you think you're not holy enough, you are judging yourself and assessing your worth. It sounds like we can easily accept God's love and mercy, but I tell you, we constantly weigh our worthiness by God's apparent response to our petitions and the things we ask. God gives us faith and grows our faith, and we are all given in the measure that we need. Finally, the result of the growth of the kingdom is not for ourselves, but for others. The gift of faith, the graces in our lives, are given for others. There is a harvest. There is a tree that birds come to settle in. Our experience of the kingdom is not about us. It's about being fertile so that our gifts are shared by others, ones that may not have been given as much as we have. We have the kingdom and we want the kingdom by our own very nature, but we don't earn it. And when your kingdom comes, it's to be shared. Sounds like a tall order, but search your own hearts. You will know that all of this is